Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and on the Salem Media Group, various stations in some of the bigger markets around the United States, as well as leading independent stations here, there, and everywhere dotted in between. And don't forget, we also broadcast on the Internet and the satellite. You can hear us over there on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Just click on the link, and there you are, listening to us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel men and women that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Don't forget the FedEx and the UPS soon-to-be-on-strike drivers and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail across the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, too, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Just go over there, like the page, and you'll be following us. And you'll also see that we are on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's social media site, True Social, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is always going to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Both of these contributors, Kyle Warren and Denise Simon, have got links to their pages over there. You can go over there and click on the link, and boom, you've got their latest article or their latest podcast or whatever. So in the meantime, let's get started here. We have got, first of all, on the telephone, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy. Okay. They're getting ready now. They're saving their breath. They're saving their applause. The suspense is drawing near. Now we've got Denise Simon from BoundersCo.com.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yep. 80 degrees, mostly clear. They're loving it. And they're giving you a big round of applause. There you go. Now they're all going back in to go back to bed. So there you go. But in the meantime, you guys go ahead and say the Pledge of Allegiance and then take it away.
Okay, here we go, Denise. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag.
To the flag of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, don't forget, we emphasize those two words under, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, good morning, Denise Simon. FoundersCo.com is the website. Denise, we've got China. We've got Russia. We've got all kinds of stuff happening. What do you think is relevant here this morning, the first thing that you would go to?
All right, well, there's a question I got cut off.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, we've got China, we got Russia, we got all kinds of things happening this morning. Of course, this development, is there any other new information that we know now as to what's happening, and where is this going to develop? I mean, is this going to keep on going, or is it just going to stop if he gets the defense minister like he wants to?
Well, The defense ministers and the head of the military, they're not going to leave. So, I mean, now you've got Prigozhin up against Putin himself. That's where it is. Well, who do you think is going to win on this? But I would say that this puts a whole new spin on the military conflict, on the war in Ukraine. Because this thing could necessarily, the Wagner group, the members of their fighters are now, gaining huge sympathies. I mean, they're playing together with, the Russian military. So neither of those two now want to fight. So this is a good situation in the counter measure war that Ukraine has launched against Russia to defend itself. So this is, that's kind of where I'm headed. I don't care what happens inside Moscow because it looks like the Wagner group is looking to head its paramilitary beyond Rostov on Don and head towards Moscow. Putin has vowed to defend. He's got, you know, he's got an arrest warrant out and blah, 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 blah. He's on Prigozhin. But the bigger consequence in this are the fighters in the eastern part of Ukraine. And so this could really help in a huge way the countermeasures be more effective that Ukraine has taken to defend itself against Russia. So, I don't think Prigozhin is necessarily going to win, but Putin needs the Wagner group, not just in Ukraine, but the Wagner group has been fighting, you know, in places all over the world. In fact, they're still in Syria. They're Libya. I mean, they're just everywhere. So. This one's going to be very, very interesting. But the long and short of it is Russia's running out of fighters.
Very interesting indeed. Well, we're going to start coming up here on the break. I know the captain's going to take us out to break here real quick, and we'll be back, of course. So take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy, we are going to break, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they get into more discussions for you that you probably won't hear until sometime Sunday on the Sunday morning shows. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, in this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, they've been in business over 85 years, so they know a little bit of something about what they're talking about. If you've got a car, if you've got a truck, maybe you've got a motorcycle, how about an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You can get all of those insured, bundle them together, and save some money at Geico. And they'd be happy to do it online, very simple to do. But where you really save the money is when you bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy through the Geico insurance that you'll soon have. You'll find out what it'll save. And everybody's going to be different. Some people save more, some people save less. But unless you go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, unless you go there first and check it out, you'll have no idea. So my suggestion is go over there, check it out, and see what's going on. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, first of all. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, now we'll bring Denise into this. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And you have a caller on the line, Kyle.
We sure do. We have Back M and Bob. Good morning, Back Bob. And do you have a question for Denise this morning?
Yes, Kyle. Two things that can attack our planet and the United States or whatever, is one is asteroids, and the other is a threat to our electrical grid. Well, it turns out this weekend we did something that would at least help us as far as asteroids. There was a space thing that they crashed into an asteroid that was roughly the size of a three-story building, which is enough to maybe destroy a city. I'm not exactly sure the size of the impact dependent. And then there's another one that was the size of a stadium. Well, they crashed it into it, and it actually changed the course of the asteroid. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that could really hurt us is the electrical grid, and I guess they need to work. And the last thing I want to mention is that people in both the IRS and the FBI, I think, should be charged with obstruction of justice in connection with the Biden crime family. And in effect, that's really what it is. All right. That's it, Cap.
All right, Denise. Yeah, what do you think about the obstruction? And, of course, asteroids have always been a threat.
I mean, we have the abilities to look at the trajectories of asteroids and make the predictions on consequences of where they end up. So I'm not particularly worried about those. We have those abilities. As far as the electrical grid goes, I mean, those could be taken down by, you know, a cyber hit. Interestingly enough, the Biden administration, through whatever agencies, has told corporations across the country that are getting attacked in the cyber realm that they cannot do countermeasures. In other words, they can't go hack the people that hack them, which I think is outrageous. So he's really taken away the ability for corporations that are victims of cyber. He's rendered them defenseless. Okay, so if they won't let them do that, then what is the Biden administration doing to protect, you know, our infrastructure? Well, I don't know. I don't see anything. I think that the head of the NSA needs to come out and make some kind of a statement to tell us what he has been ordered to do and not to do. But we're not in a good place, and we're certainly not in a good place because we've got enemies within that are destroying our own institutions just as fast as Biden himself is doing, and that's the Department of Justice.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Denise. I know you mentioned it in context of the DOJ, but it looks like the DOJ actually got its first convictions of a group of individuals involving spying from China, basically. And this just came down the pike.
Well, yeah, but what does that really mean? I mean, don't think that three convictions are, you know, that's kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic here.
Right.
You know, North Korea has an entire wing of people that do nothing but hack. So does China. And they're not in all sitting in one building doing all of this. They're scattered throughout not only China, but they're scattered throughout the world. You know, Russia is the same way. In fact, I follow a group on Telegram of volunteer cyber hackers that are working on behalf of defending Ukraine, and these hackers are all over the world. Many of them, you know, are in Ukraine, but they're really all over the world. So you see, it's a very fractured group of people that, you know, have various levels of hacking abilities. And, you know, I would say cyber is not talked about nearly enough for the good that it can necessarily do in trying to stop Russia from what they're doing to Ukraine, but obviously there's bad situations. I mean, people don't necessarily understand here either, and I wrote about it a couple of weeks ago that some of our hospitals had been hacked, and when the hack was done with ransomware, so these hospitals are supposed to pay the ransom. Well, what's Biden's, you know, solution to that? Because I haven't seen any.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the cyber attacks, and while you're talking, I'm the question formed in my mind that what do we expect with these kinds of cyber attacks? Would they be a prelude to an actual military strike, or would they be something else just in and of themselves in terms of, like, for example, ransom, or just disabling our ability to do this or that we use the internet for every day, that kind of thing? What do you think?
Well, I can't draw a single conclusion because the damage can go from the sublime to the ridiculous. You know, you start shutting down hospitals' access to medical records, what does that do? I mean, the consequences there could be huge. And when there's ransom that has to be paid in order to get their access back, who should pay that ransom? Should the government step in and pay the ransom as opposed to the hospitals? But then, nonetheless, that becomes taxpayer money because we're not able to defend ourselves. If you shut down the power grid, you know, imagine. I mean, Florida's in pretty good shape because we're used to having no power for like a week because of hurricanes. But I would say if you shut down power in New York City, in Manhattan, for a week, consider the consequences there. Furthermore, we have to remember the consequences and the potentials of cyber hits in space. And I worry about that one all the time, mostly because if they hit some of these satellites that provide GPS functions, we're dead in the water because now that shuts down banking because pretty much our entire banking system relies on GPS, supply chain. You see where I'm going with this? I mean, cyber is the most terrifying of them all.
I agree completely, and a lot of people, let's say the banking goes down for a time, most people don't have cash anymore. At least they don't have an abundance of cash with them or on them or that they can get to. Everybody's using their, you know, their card.
ATM.
Or, you know, whatever. Exactly. And cash is starting to leave the scene to a great degree.
Well, people have been using debit cards. Or, you know, it's really quite amazing how many people don't carry cash. There's now a trend. It's slow. It's very slow. And actually, it's the Gen Zs that are doing it. They're stopping using their debit cards and they're going back to cash. And it's a thing called cash stuffing. So that's how they're being able to manage what they have. And because of what happens at the gas pumps, people are starting to use cash. I use cash almost all the time now.
Okay, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Monday, Denise and Kyle. You hang in there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. The Military and Veterans News segment coming right up here. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA News Update. A federal judge is blocking Florida's new anti-drag show law. Here's Rick Hoschel.
On Friday, the judge granted a preliminary injunction after a drag-themed restaurant filed a lawsuit against the state over the law. The judge said the law is redundant and is specifically designed to suppress the speech of drag queen performers. The law calls for hotels and restaurants to have their licenses suspended if children are allowed to attend sexually explicit adult performances. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill known as the Protection of Children Act into law in April. I'm Rick Hoschel.
Two of Major League Baseball's storied franchises will head across the pond this weekend. The Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals will play in the London Series Saturday and Sunday. Some of the best club soccer teams in the world will come to the U.S. in 2025. FIFA announced Friday the country will host the Club World Cup. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They can be found on the internet by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check them out. Notice that they've got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, right here the other side of Tampa on the bay. And, of course, you'll be able to call them at 800-659-2080. 2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour at one or both of their campuses. And that's what I'd suggest you do. Go to both, take a look at both of them, and then make your decision based on what you see and you hear, because you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and also talk to the financial people, and away you go. Be all set. Okay,
Let's bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's got his military helmet on right now, right, Kyle?
Indeed I do, Captain, and there's a lot going on this morning, that's for sure.
Well, we have a breaking and a developing news story at the same time in Russia with the Wagner Group and their chief, who's claimed that his troops have overtaken the military facilities in a key Russian city. Now, I know that to be true because I've seen the pictures of the Russians and the militants, if you will, the Wagner Group, conversing and shaking hands and, you know, like congratulating each other. It looks like they've joined forces. Could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me. And Vladimir Putin just issued a statement here in the last half an hour. What is it he said?
Well, Captain, you're right. You're referring to the cities called Rostov-on-Don, and the Wagner Group leader said he's captured everything there that has a military aspect to it. But Reuters is now reporting at this early hour, Captain, Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an emergency televised address on Saturday that a, quote, armed mutiny by the Wagner Group mercenary force was what he called treason, and that anyone who had taken up arms against the Russian military would be punished. He went on to say that he was going to do everything to protect Russia, in his words, and that decisive action, quote unquote, would be taken to stabilize the situation in Rostov-on-Don. So again, developing stories, and we're going to continue to see what we find out as the program continues.
Well, in the last couple of days, the Russian military has bombed the Wagner Group forces and killed about 2,000 of them. I'd be a little upset, too.
Well, right. This is a complete, total, discombobulation of everything that's going on, and now turning back and now apparently wanting to go to Moscow and make these kinds of changes. I think anything could happen. There's going to be, it would appear, Captain, that the stage is set for some kind of conflict because Vladimir Putin is wanting to use an iron fist here in order to put down what he sees as a coup attempt, or at the very least, a treasonous act.
Well, these guys are not the militia. They are not the conscripts that we've seen on the field in the Ukraine that basically has hardly any training and away they go. These are hardcore professional soldiers, and they get paid a lot of money to do what they're doing. The other thing is they've not been getting paid their money on a regular basis by the Russian government, number one. And number two, they've not been getting their food, their beans and bullets on a regular basis like they're supposed to be, because they're supposed to be one of the priority organizations that the Russians have because of the nature of what they do. They're clandestine. They go into areas. They clean up areas that the Russian military doesn't want to be seen or be a part of, and that's what they do.
And, you know, Captain, the sentiment within the Russian people, I think, also can be brought to bear here. They don't like this war. They don't want this war. Many in the Russian military, I think, as you were even pointing out earlier, does not really want this war. So we'll see how these sides change. And if you have Russian military regulars suddenly joining up with this Wagner group leader, and who knows what could happen after. For that.
Well, that's true, and I would love to be a fly on a wall somewhere listening to what Putin is yelling, because he's probably going nuts.
One would think so, because everything is falling apart. Now, to some degree, if you have this kind of destabilization happening, it might do something to sort of affect the actual war that's going on in Ukraine right now. I think the central question is, if something happens, this is pure speculation. If something happens with Putin and he's no longer in charge, does that mean the war automatically gets turned off? Or what happens after that? And how long will this take? And what will the ramifications be? So, again, this is developing, and we may see some history start to unfold right before our very eyes.
Well, I believe that's entirely possible, everything that you just said. And I also believe that Russia's bitten off more than they can chew, because remember, this was going to be a very quick, very short war. I think the word blitzkrieg was used several times by the Russians. And none of that has happened.
No, that hasn't happened. But certainly, Captain, any time that there is a very radical or very quick changeover of power, I'm sure that the U.S. State Department must be burning the midnight oil. The Pentagon, certainly. They may even wake up the president at some point, because just depending on what happens, because obviously the first thing to think about, too, is who's in charge of the nuclear forces in Russia then? Because that's a very good question.
It's supposed to be Putin, but in that case, I would think it'd go to the military.
Right, exactly. And so, but again, in a time of destabilization, I think all these things have to be looked at. There have to be some kinds of contingencies for that. But we may be getting a little bit ahead here anyway, but because we don't know. Putin may use that iron fist, and who knows, he may have some loyalists and people that will be able to stop this. But again, given all the sentiment, given all of the how I think the mindset is in Russia right now, because if they're coming and conscripting people and throwing them into a war, that can't be popular.
Hmm. By the way, if you own a Honda, they are recalling 1.3 million vehicles worldwide for a rear camera issue.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Exactly. So hopefully they contact the owners as best they can. But if you have one of those vehicles and you meet the requirements of the recall, then definitely contact your dealer.
Right. And according to Bloomberg, SpaceX, their tender offer values the company now at or about $150 billion. It's gone up.
Wow. That's really something.
Congratulations, Elon Musk.
Right, exactly.
Because that's his company.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's his company. Okay, now, what's on your mind here? Got about a minute left.
Well, Captain, and I think that certainly, you know, when we see what's happening right now in Ukraine and Russia, and we see what's happening with China vis-a-vis Taiwan and possible moves against them, it brings up in my mind what Denise Simon was talking about in terms of the cyber attacks. Would we see something like that happen as a prelude to China trying to, quote, reunify with Taiwan? They know that we'll get involved in some manner, shape, or form, and I wonder if there would be any sort of hit against our not our forces, but our ability to communicate, that kind of thing, if and when they do that.
One would think, but then again, what do I know?
Right, but the world starts catching on fire as a result of that. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned is right. Okay, well, let's see here. Where's my clock? All right, we're coming back here. We're going to be going to break. You're going to hear the music coming in here. And we're going to wrap things up on the weekend show. We're going to do one last Truckers Highway and Byway report, because we've got just enough weather out there and some storms that are starting to kick up right now. We do have some storms in the mix, so we'll get into all that and let you know what you're going to find. But Kyle Warren and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And more after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm
All right, that's John Fogerty, and that's Clayton's Clearwater Revival. Born on a Bayou. That's an oldie but goodie there, right, Mr. Kyle?
It certainly is. Born on the Bayou.
All right, well, we're doing the Truckers Highway and Bible Report to wrap up the weekend show because the weather warrants it right now, especially what's going on up there in Nebraska, South Dakota, and in Montana. So take it away there, Kyle.
Well, Captain, of course, we're watching the aerial flood watch. We have a lot of rain up in southern and central Montana right now. And, of course, this is going to run from about Bozeman all the way over towards Miles City right now, dipping down into northern Wyoming. But we do have this aerial flood watch in effect, and it looks like it's going to be in effect through parts of the weekend here, at least in the early part of the weekend. But be careful because there's a lot of rain up in that area right now. High winds returning to for our friends in Cheyenne, and hot temperatures across parts of the Southwest, the American Southwest, including southern Arizona and New Mexico as well. Temperatures well over 100 degrees. Be careful out there.
Now, I'm going to start with South Dakota because we've got that stretch of rain, and we've got some areas of flooding going on, especially along the northwestern corner of Iowa and the western part of Iowa, and the southeastern corner of South Dakota right now. But moving into Nebraska, you have got more wider areas of flooding. There's a very active area down, central Nebraska, down about 40 or 50 miles off the Kansas border. So be advised of that. There's a number of streams and a small river over its banks down there. Got a several roads that may or may not be blocked right now where you'll have to turn around because they had them cordoned off. Now, it's been raining very hard. A lot of storms in those areas. Been moving across the United States very slowly, but now it's started to move into Iowa. So keep your eyes and ears open and leave your weather radios on because this is the time of night when crazy things happen. Moving down into Oklahoma, the entire one-third section of Oklahoma, to include the big cities of Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and on down to the Texas border, on down to the Metroplex, down to San Antonio, down to the Mexican border, down there at Brownsville, Hidalgo, and all of that. Eagle Pass, too. You've got 95 to 100-degree temperatures, warmer in some areas down below. Central western part of Texas, Midland, on out west towards the 10 and 20 split. 100-degree-plus weather out there, south of Lubbock, 90s, all the way over to El Paso, all the way over through now most of the western half of Louisiana, now moving into Arkansas with some rain, I might add. There's some thunderstorms in there, too, in Arkansas, around central Arkansas. So very warm temperatures. And also, it looks like as if Mississippi, the western part of Mississippi, there's going to be some very warm temperatures. And around Jackson, you've had some rain and some small stream flooding as well. Now, the schmutz, as I like to call it, the poor air quality, is up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, to include the upper peninsula of Michigan. Then it's got most of Wisconsin under its grip. Chicago, certainly. Over across to Gary, over about halfway across Indiana, on down to Indianapolis, and then the whole southern part of Indiana is under that same gray gunk. The northwestern part of Kentucky as well. And now we've got what looks like fog up along Nova Scotia coming in on 95 for about 40 or 50 miles down, perhaps to Bangor. Looks like as if there's fog there. Looks like there might be some fog along Long Island as well. And other than that, a little bit of rain, a little bit of flooding still going on in the North Carolina, northeastern section of North Carolina, southeastern section of Virginia. So that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. Kyle, the pilot in Flying J is the people. They are the people that bring us the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we always want to talk about them and tell people why they go there. So go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. The good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And you want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You want to check out about their My Rewards Plus app that you can download. You can get great offers. You can save money. And also, you can earn points on the different things that you buy and stock up on at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon all summer long, and that's very easy to do, accessible there at pilotflyingj.com. And for our RV friends out there, Captain, who are out there seeing the highways and byways of the land, maybe on their way to a beautiful national park this summer, you can find all kinds of great RV amenities at select locations for Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can find that complete list at, you guessed it, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check them out.
And, of course, portions of this program during the week are brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's the Moss Acura and Moss Nissan dealerships. We are, after all, sitting in the Moss Family Automotive Studios, named after my primary core sponsor here of my radio show, very good friends. And they have people that come here from all over the country to buy because of the You Save, You Serve deal, which they can't get in a lot of other places around the country. And I understand it. I get it. Not everybody can do what Moss does, but they are a big volume dealer, and that's how they are able to get some of the discounts they get. And they just bought, I don't know, I think it was about 200 certified pre-owned cars, and they're giving away some really good pricing on it, $12,000 to $20,000 on a bunch of those vehicles. So that's kind of unheard of in this day and age, you know what I mean?
It certainly is. And don't they have Moss Care as well?
Yeah. You get that with every new or pre-owned car that you buy. Now, finally here, let's wrap things up with the J.P. Morgan Company. They have agreed, per the judge, federal judge, who has approved the $290 million settlement agreement from J.P. Morgan Chase in the Epstein settlement. So that means the Epstein people are going to get some money, not a lot of money, but some money back on their investment.
Very, very interesting indeed. Yes. And, I'm sure that's going to hopefully it's not going to make everybody whole, but maybe put them on the road to that.
No, because we were talking billions of dollars that they absconded with. And, of course, Epstein, of course, we still don't know exactly what happened to him. There's a lot of guessing about it. Nobody can prove anything, unfortunately, because the cameras were off. If the cameras had been on, we would have known who killed him, if somebody did, in fact, kill him.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do think that something fishy was going on. It's
sure.
Just, those kinds of things, they just have that feeling about that. Absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Kyle, coming up on 15 seconds to go before the music starts. I want to thank you very much for being my sidekick for the week. We'll do it again next week. It's a pleasure, and you're doing very well. People keep telling me how much they appreciate your input and whatnot, so we'll keep on doing it until we don't have to do it no more. But obviously, you're my backup if something goes wrong, because I'm still not 100%, but I'm 85%.
Well, my pleasure, Captain. It's been great to be with you this week, and everybody out there, have a terrific weekend.
We'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
Monday morning, Monday, 0200 hours, 2 a.m. That's when we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Go out and make it a great day, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. It's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. We can get it done if we just stick together. Let's get it done. God bless America. See you Monday.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.